Every few years, something comes along that radically shifts who wins and who loses in the online business world. We saw it with search. We saw it with social media. And it's happening right now with AI, except 100 times what anyone's seen in the past. In this video, I'm about to share with you 5 key shifts you need to make in your business right now to make sure that you end up on the right side of this one. Let's dive in. So the first big shift from doer to orchestrator. Here's the thing. When I mentor entrepreneurs, I go into their business, I look at how they're spending their time. Most entrepreneurs spend the majority of their time doing in their business. You're writing copy for landing pages. You're serving your clients on one-to-one calls. You're running a group program. You're posting content. And there's nothing inherently wrong with this. This is an important part of running a business. But there's a cap, right? Because you only have so many hours in a day. And if you spend all your time in the doing in your business is not going to grow. So smart entrepreneurs have always known this. And that's why we talk about leverage. We talk about moving from an operator to an owner. And so entrepreneurs who are really good at scaling their business, basically what do? They bring in team to be able to support them so that they can get out of the weeds and focus higher level on more leveraged things in their business, things like strategy or leadership or being able to really look at the business as a set of systems instead of being in the business all day. This has always been true. It's always been the path to scale. But historically, you did this with team. You had to hire a lot of people to help you. And now, a lot of what you used to be able to hire people for, or you used to have to hire people for, you can now do with AI agents. And this radically shifts what it means to run and grow a business in 2026 and beyond. Most entrepreneurs don't realize this, but we've actually moved from stage 1 of AI to stage 2 of AI. Over the last few months, stage 1 of AI was chatbot AI. You're probably familiar with this. You're probably using ChatGPT like this right now. You go into ChatGPT, you ask a question, it gives you an answer, it's helpful. You ask another question, it gives you another answer. You're still in the driver's seat, right? Stage 2 AI is AI agents. What are agents? They're autonomous employees that work for you without you needing to be the one driving them. A great example of this, a couple of weeks ago, I built an agent that completely automated my entire YouTube prep and upload process. Here's how it works. I record a video like this, and then I just hand the AI agent the raw video file, and I say, you take care of this. What does it do? It transcribes the video. It figures out what it's about. It comes up with 50 headlines based on the video's content. Then it chooses which of those 3 headlines it thinks will perform best on YouTube, and it creates 6 thumbnails using my face that look really good. You can check out our YouTube channel, some of the recent thumbnails, to take a look at what AI has been doing. It's quite good. And then it presents those to me. It says, which ones do you like the best? And I reply with one note. And then what does it do? It trims the video, the beginning of the end of the video, so it's clean. It uploads it to our YouTube channel and our podcast feed. And it does all of that without my input at all. This is something I used to have to hire a VA for. And now I can do it just by building a skill file in a harness like Codex or Claude Code. And this opens up the doors for so many possibilities for entrepreneurs today. What I believe is the shift that entrepreneurs need to make in this moment is from doers, from being in the ground floor in your business, to orchestrator, which is building these teams of AI agents that can do a lot of the things that you're doing in your business right now for you. This is as simple as going into a tool like Claude Code or OpenAI's Codex or Perplexity Computer and being able to ask for what you want and ask that tool to build you a skill file so that you have a rinse and repeat process that you can run again and again and again. And if you've never heard of a skill file, basically the way I think about it is like it's an SOP for an agent. So just like you would create an SOP if you were hiring somebody to do something, you'd write down the steps in a document and you'd hand that off to them. That's the SOP. You can do the same thing with AI agents. They're just skill files instead. So this mindset is a big shift for a lot of entrepreneurs, and it's getting out of the weeds, moving into the realm of orchestration, thinking about your business more as this set of repeatable workflows and systems that you can build these tools and these AI agent workflows to be able to do for you. The businesses of the future are going to look a lot more like one-person companies with lots and lots of AI agents that are kind of like the employees in that company. So you're going to be able to accomplish what might have taken 100 or 1,000 people on your team in the past to do, and now do with one person, just with a set of AI agents. So this is the time to really lean into this shift. Download Claude Code, Codex, start playing around with these agentic tools, getting familiar with how they work and how you can leverage them to grow your business. Let's move on to number two. Intelligence is a commodity. This is a big shift I've been thinking quite a bit about because I'm a business coach. And historically, what have I sold? I've sold strategy. I've sold, let me get into your marketing plan and help you figure out what needs to shift. And I still do a lot of that work. But more and more what I'm seeing and noticing is in a world where anyone can go into AI and feed AI their landing page and their content and get really good strategic insights, in many cases on the par of what you get with a business mentor or, you know, someone who would be going through those things for you. The question is, what do people actually value? What do people actually value? And what are they going to be willing to pay for? Most of us, we're being honest, we're still selling intelligence. Your transformation is still largely based on using your mind to help someone else solve a problem. And if this is you, you're in trouble because we're moving towards a world where intelligence is now becoming a commodity. The cost of intelligence, the value of intelligence is actually dropping because it's becoming something that anyone can go into AI and basically just ask a question and get really good insights and analysis. And that AI can parse through large data sets of information, come up with insights that honestly, in many cases, are way better than a human could come up with. So in the past, many of us as business owners were selling some form of intelligence, whether that's strategy or your ability to come into someone's situation and give them insights. This is ultimately no longer going to be your competitive advantage moving forward. So what does this mean for you as a business? Well, if you're selling intelligence, it's worth in this moment really taking a cold, hard look at what is the value that I'm actually providing? And in a world where anyone can go into AI and get really great answers to the questions they might ask me, what can I do to really stand out and add value in that new world? For me and my business right now, one of the things that we've been moving towards is deeper, more internally focused transformational work. So in the past, I focused primarily on strategy, but more and more, I'm doing deeper inner work with entrepreneurs, in-person type stuff to help them through the deeper internal blocks that are holding them back, things that are more proprietary and less able to be automated by tools like ChatGPT. These are the things that really great entrepreneurs are leaning into more right now than ever. And in the future, I think you're going to see offers that are more built around deeper internal transformations and less of this surface level intellectual commoditization type stuff that we're seeing right now. That moves us to number three, which is the middle market disappears. So if you look at what people have sold, at least in the online business world over the years, we've kind of had like three different camps of offers. You've got the low ticket type stuff, sub $97 offers. Then you've got the mid ticket courses, things like a pre-recorded course that you put together for $500 or $1,000 or $1,500. And then you've had high ticket transformational, high intimacy, proximity type coaching, things like masterminds or one-on-one, things like that, generally very high ticket. What I'm seeing right now is in the past, people could do pretty well in that middle area, selling courses that really didn't have that like live component or things like that. That is now dropping out of the market. And it's dropping out because ultimately people don't want more information. People don't want more information because you can go into ChatGPT and get answers to your questions in a way that's better than you going through 3 hours of someone's video training. A great example of this, the other day I was, you know, we've really been leaning into more live challenges in my business. And so I had an AI agent go out and download every single podcast episode it could possibly find about challenges based on a list of experts that I had put together, transcribe all of those, and make a Bible on all of the best practices for live challenges. And it put together an 77-page manifesto that it sent to me that had all of the best practices. That's something that someone probably put inside a $2,000 challenge course that in the past I probably would have bought. But honestly, this was better than going through that. It gave me the information that I needed. And ultimately, I think your clients, the people who are actually going to be buying from you, are going to be starting to do a lot more of the same too. So what does this mean? That middle market area, ultimately, I don't think there's a real future for that in the business world. What I do see is that the two wings, the high end and the super low end, are going to be viable for a while. What I'm seeing in the low end is a lot of people leveraging vibe coding to build AI tools and apps that allow them to serve their clients in unique and novel and better ways than ever before. If you've never played around with vibe coding, by the way, this is something you can also do in a tool like Codex or Claude Code. So cool. A great example of this, the other day, so we ran a live challenge, a 3-week live challenge called Sold Out. And this was an experience for entrepreneurs to really help them lean into the art and science of selling their hearts out so they can make more money in their business. And as part of this experience, I really wanted to incentivize people to sell every single day. So I went into Codex and I said, Codex, I want you to create a leaderboard for me that will allow every single one of the people in the challenge to track how many times they're making invitations so we can have prizes. And it put together this great leaderboard, and all I did was prompt it and give it feedback. I'm not an expert coder, but I was able to come up with something that worked flawlessly as part of the event. We had flawlessly is maybe overputting. We had a couple of like small bugs and things, but honestly, it was great. It worked really well. And this is the kind of stuff that you can do now today. It's so cool. And it opens up the doors for so many ways that you can serve people. So what I'm seeing in the low ticket market is a lot of folks who are building AI apps, web apps that allow them to add value at sub $97 price points or monthly recurring type programs where you get access to a suite of AI tools. I think there's a real market for this kind of stuff today. And you're seeing more of this than ever before. On the flip side, intimacy, proximity, depth, the ability to really have that level 10 experience that people will pay a premium for, there's always going to be a percentage of people in your market that want the closest proximity to you, that want the deepest possible transformation, that value connection, intimacy, your presence. This is the kind of stuff that I think ultimately is really going to stand out in this new world that we're moving towards. So, looking at your offer suite today and asking yourself, am I playing in the middle? If so, can I really dial up that level 10 transformation? What would it look like to really build that high intimacy type offer that would allow me to add value in a really cool, maybe non-leveraged way? It's not as scalable, right? Because your presence, your one-on-one time, things like that, obviously, there's only a limited amount of time of it. But that's the thing in a world where intelligence is the commodity. That's the thing that people really value. So are you going to play at the bottom or the top or both? Don't try to play in the middle. I think that's the big lesson moving forward in this AI world. And that moves us to number four, which is personal brand is the only moat. The only moat. This has kind of always been the case to a certain extent. But a great example is like you look at what's happening in the SaaS world right now. So historically, I mean, if you built a company like Salesforce or something like that, and you spent years and years and years developing this tool that people paid on a monthly recurring subscription, there was real value there. But it's fascinating to see what's happening in the SaaS world. All of these companies, their valuations are going way down because you can now go into AI and in many cases replicate those tools in a very short period of time. So there's no competitive advantage really anymore in those places. I mean, some of the higher end tools I think still have that. But like the other day, I've been using Zapier for years in my business. Zapier to connect different apps in my business. And I was like, you know what? We could probably replace this tool in our business. And so I sat down with Codex and I was like, can you make me like an automation hub in my business that basically replaces this whole thing? It took me about 2 hours and I was able to replace Zapier for good. So I never need to use Zapier again. I don't need to pay the recurring monthly cost. Just as an experiment, it was a lot of fun to actually go through that. And I think the bottom line here is this. In the past, your competitive advantage might have been that you had insider knowledge, that you had amassed a lot of information and expertise in a certain area. AI can now do that better than you because AI has the entire internet, right? You might have had a really cool software tool that you had spent years and years and years coding and developing. That might have been your competitive advantage. No longer. Because AI can now build a lot of those tools in a couple of days where you might have spent years actually building them. So what is the actual competitive advantage? It's you. It's you. It's you. And this has kind of always been the case, right? Like, why does Burger King pay Kim Kardashian like millions of dollars to do a Super Bowl commercial? Well, it's because great businesses know that we don't do business with businesses, we do business with human beings. And so when you can put a face on a business, it's always going to be more effective. It's like, why do you go into the supermarket aisle with the cereals and all the cereals have like these funny, like happy characters on the front of them? It's because as human beings, we feel connected to other humans or other beings. We want to build that relationship. We're relational. We want to feel connected to people. So in this world, I believe personal brand is more important than ever. What does this actually look like for you and your business? It's dialing up the thing that makes you human, bringing more of you into your content, more of your personality, more personal stories from your life, being able to really share more of you. If you look at your business today, and it's like this faceless business where you're just trying to look like a corporation to somebody else, or you're showing up in this generic way where everything that you create is this like tips and tricks type persona, but no one actually knows who you are. There's no stories about you or you're not sharing your life. This is really where we want to shift that. And this is a big work, the big part of the work that I do with clients inside the Collective Mastermind is really helping you lean into that, taking a look at your marketing and content and figuring out how we can dial up the thing that actually makes you unique and special. Because when you can do this well, more clients, more income, more impact, and you stand out. And you better differentiate yourself in a world where a lot of what might have differentiated you before no longer actually matters, right? So this is personal brand and it's super, super important. And that moves us on to number five, doing what doesn't scale. I think as online business owners, we have been indoctrinated into a mindset, a belief system that says that you should focus in your business on the things that scale. You should do the things that are leveraged in your business. You should not spend your time doing the things that are one-to-one because you could be doing one-to-many and communicate with many more people at once. And there's real value to this mindset. There's real value to it. And so I don't want to say it's wrong, but what's fascinating is in a world where everyone zigs and you zag, the zag is actually what stands out. So in a world where you go into the grocery store, and I remember a time when I used to go into the grocery store and I would go through an actual checkout aisle and there would be someone scanning my groceries and having some kind of conversation with me. Maybe it wasn't a conversation I actually wanted to have, but there was a real conversation there, right? Even if it was a short one, there was that humanity and connection, right? And now what do? I go into Whole Foods and there's those automated checkout aisles and I just scan the stuff myself and check out. In a world where every single person now has access to AI and these tools where they can have pseudo relationships and connections and they can get answers to their questions, really cool stuff. But ultimately, what is the thing that actually stands out that becomes rare, that becomes valuable? It's humanity. It's connectedness. It's the ability to feel seen and heard and understood. The ability to get in a room with someone, to actually feel someone's physical presence, to have experiences, to get together in person. These are the types of things that historically in business we look at and we're like, man, this doesn't make sense on paper. this doesn't make sense on paper. It's going to cost too much money. If I do this thing, I can only serve 5 clients at once or 10 clients at once. If I go and start having conversations in the DMs with people, that means I can't spend my time creating a piece of content that's going to speak to many more people at once. So there's a balance here, right? It's not about like leaning super hard into that at the expense of leverage, but finding a way to bring back some of those things that are inherently non-scalable in your business. What can you do in your business that doesn't scale, but would make someone's day? What can you do that on paper, your mind's going to say, this doesn't make sense, but actually it makes a lot of sense? Because the thing that doesn't scale in 2026 and beyond is actually ironically going to become the best way to scale. My belief is in a world where so much of our interactions in day-to-day life are going to be mediated by technology, and we're already seeing this today. What do people really want? What do people value? It's you. It's your humanity. It's your presence. So how can you dial up more of that in the way that you do your business? Super important question worth thinking about today. So these 5 key shifts from doer to orchestrator, intelligence becoming a commodity, the middle market disappearing, personal brand becoming the only moat and doing what doesn't scale. I think these 5 shifts will define what it means to create success in business as we move into this new AI world together. So you might ask yourself the question, which of those 5 shifts feels like the most important thing for me to lean into today? I'd love to hear down below. You can leave a comment. I hope you found this video helpful today. Just the beginning too, and these shifts are a big part of the conversation inside of our collective mastermind, a space for established entrepreneurs who are scaling their businesses by integrating grounded strategy and inner work, really bringing together the inside and the outside so your business grows in a way that feels like you. If you're interested in exploring what it might look like to work together, you can tap the link down below. There's an application page. You can learn more about what that journey looks like, submit an app if it feels aligned, and we'll have a conversation, explore whether or not it's right for you. I'll see you in the next video.